This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Israel's prime minister said Sunday a potential ceasefire in its war against U.S.-designated terrorist Hamas militants would only delay a ground invasion of Gaza's southern city, Rafah, that has sheltered more than half of the conflict-battered territory's population. Israel's ally, the United States, said ongoing mediation efforts produced an understanding towards a ceasefire and hostage release, while dire food shortages in northern Gaza have sent Palestinians fleeing. Israeli media reported on Sunday mediators are making progress toward an agreement for a weeks-long ceasefire between Israel and Hamas and the release of dozens of hostages held in Gaza, as well as Palestinians imprisoned by Israel. More from VOA's Tommy McNeil.
Israel's war cabinet met to discuss the proposal late Saturday, but there's no official word on what they decided. Several Israeli media outlets citing unnamed officials say it tactically approved the deal and that Israel would send a delegation to Qatar. Hamas says it has not yet been involved in the latest proposal developed by the United States, Egypt, and Qatar, but the reported outline largely matches its earlier demands for the first phase of a truce. Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said on Sunday 31,000 Ukrainian soldiers had been killed since Russia's full-scale invasion 2 years ago, giving the first official figure for more than a year. Zelensky told a news conference in Kyiv that he could not disclose the number of wounded because it would help Russian military planning. 31,000 Ukrainian troops have been killed in this war, Zelensky said, speaking at a press